This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. After many back-and-forth meetings, the City of Wisconsin Rapids finally has a contract for animal control services. The Common Council voted to approve the contract with the Southwood County Humane Society at their meeting on Tuesday. Alderpersons Dean Veneman and Patrick Delaney wanted to go into closed session to discuss the contract further. Jake Catnaw stated the discussion should happen in open session. The council agreed. Madeline Palmquist was the only alderperson to make a statement during discussion. She said her greatest concern was that the contract still wasn't clear on what fees SWCHS could collect from the public without a requirement to report those fees to the city. However, she felt the contract should be approved and these negotiations should continue at the end of next year.
So if our goal and intention is to pay $76,000 for services that we can't adequately account for, then we should absolutely approve this contract and prepare to have the same discussion again at the end of 2025.
The council voted 5-3 to approve the contract with the Southwood County Humane Society. Wisconsin's frozen road law will take effect for part of the state this Saturday. On December 21st, the northern half of Wisconsin will have increased weight limits for log haulers and transportation of road salt and sand. This region is designated as Zone 1 and 2 by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. It includes U.S. 10 near Stevens Point and numbered state and federal highways north of U.S. 10. The frozen road law takes effect once the ground under highway pavement is frozen to a depth of at least 18 inches. The seasonal weight restriction program is one way to protect Wisconsin's investment in roads. Frozen road determination for other areas of the state will be made when conditions warrant. Funerals have been set for the two victims who were killed at Abundant Life Christian School. Savannah Tome Olson has continued coverage of the tragedy in Madison.
14-year-old Ruby Vergara will be laid to rest tomorrow. It's at City Church, which is attached to the school over on the east side. And Aaron West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Middleton. Both will be live-streamed for people in the community who want to pay their respects. And Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools around 11 and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold their demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of those plans and that regular attendance rules apply, so some families may choose to excuse their kids. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. And tonight, Marathon County Schools are coming together to benefit the family of the student killed. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara's mom went to Stratford High School. Stratford plays Edgar tonight in boys basketball. They're holding a 50-50 raffle tonight, and all the proceeds will go to Vergara's family. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all of its volunteer dog teams starting right away on Monday. They were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study showed that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. Even through the snow, the memorial at Abundant Life has grown. There are two big crosses with flowers and candles.
If you want to support the families and the Abundant Life community, there's a fundraiser hosted by the United Way of Dane County. So far, people have donated about $70,000. We have a link to it on our website, civicmedia.us. The Wisconsin's Farmers Union re-elected Darren Von Ruden as president after last weekend's 94th State Annual Convention in Wisconsin Dells. Von Ruden has represented the organization's District 5 as director since 2008. Von Ruden's focus as president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union is to be sure family farmers have a seat at the table when decisions are made. Delegates at the convention voted to prioritize five special orders of business for 2025. These include concentration in the agriculture industry, resolution to create fair maps from a nonpartisan procedure for the preparation of legislative and congressional redistricting plans, quality health care in Wisconsin, continued and expanding funding of the WI-LFPA program, and combating climate change in farming. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th.
Fire departments in the area are looking for hydrant heroes this winter. You can adopt a hydrant near your home this winter and help keep snow and ice clear in case the fire hydrant is needed for a fire. When firefighters have to clear snow or ice from a hydrant before connecting their water hoses, it can waste valuable time before they can start extinguishing a fire. All you need to do is clear a 3-foot perimeter around the hydrant and out to the street. Remove any snow and ice buildup so the hydrant is ready for use. Many pet lizards, snakes, birds, or fish are tropical and cannot survive in the wild in Wisconsin, so releasing them to the wild can be deadly for the animal. Lisa Hale has the story.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
As Wisconsin's largest exotic pet rescue, Moyles says that JRAAR has rescued over 1,900 animals in 2023, and they look to surpass that number this year.
For almost 30 years, the DNR has been recognizing ethical hunters who honor the outdoor tradition responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Established in 1997, the Ethical Hunter Award goes to the nominee showing exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. A 5-person committee reviews the nominations and selects the person deemed most deserving. Examples of award nominations can include helping other hunters find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Anyone can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for their actions during the 2024 calendar year and can be for any hunting season throughout the state. Nominations must be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks in Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After winning the NBA Cup, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the road tonight against the team with the best record in the Eastern Conference, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks are 14-11 after the break. The Cavaliers in first place at 23-4. Three former Bucks players named nominees to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Marcus Johnson, Terry Cummings, and John McLaughlin, and Coach Doc Rivers also named a nominee. College basketball, the Badgers go back to work this weekend at the Kohl Center. They will host a Horizon League team, the Detroit Mercy Titans, at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. NFL, Packers practicing in the snow. There's a chance for some flurries Monday night when they host the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs says, he likes games in the snow.
I like the game just because, you know, cold games, snow games, because defenders don't really want to hit. It kind of make them make decisions. You got to kind of make a business decision at times, and it's easier for me because I'm going to make you have to make that decision.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In people who are always looking for something to lose their mind over news, an interview with Denzel Washington and a reporter for Collider went viral when Washington was asked what his favorite Stanley Kubrick movie was. The Gladiator 2 star says he doesn't have one and that he wasn't really a movie buff, then added he was in the streets looking to rob people who came out of Kubrick films. I'm guessing that's changed since he's a 2-time Oscar winner. There have been 47 seasons of Survivor, if you can believe that. Season 47 just crowned a winner this past Wednesday night. Rachel Lamont is the most recent champ after fellow Survivor castmates cast their votes, so Lamont takes home the $1 million grand prize, which has been the take-home pay since season 1. You would think in 47 seasons they would have added at least a cost of living increase. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has two seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received two Emmy nominations. Season 2 received three Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. Jim Carrey was serious about retiring from acting until he wasn't. The actor told the Associated Press that he was going to retire, but bought a lot of stuff and needed money. Desperation is not a very good negotiating tactic, so I'm guessing that is why Carrey probably walked back his comments to comicbook.com, saying he was joking. You can catch Carrey in Sonic Hedgehog 3 in theaters December 20th. In Where Are They Now news, one of the lovable thugs in Home Alone was played by Daniel Stern. You might remember him as the guy who had maybe the greatest scream in movie history when Macaulay Culkin put the huge spider on his chest. Stern posted a video on Blue Sky showing what he is doing now, tangerine farming. He gave his followers a tour of his studio and fruit-squeezing apparatuses. It was actually really cool. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy and not as windy today. We'll get to right around 25 or so this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, we'll drop down into the single digits. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy in the low 20s. We'll be back to near 30 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.